Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Bless our USA. I am Dave Douglas with a community comment, and we're continuing to talk about returning home after fires. Again, remember that in the last time we were together, I was talking about coming back home. One of the things that needs to happen first, the unfortunate listeners who were evacuated, and particularly those who may have suffered some level of fire damage as a result. It may not matter to all of you, but it matters greatly to some of your neighbors. Continuing in this same sort of an idea and expanding a little on this, we talked about driving, getting home, and some basic checks. When you're inspecting your home, when you first get in, check for the smell of gas. Use a battery-powered flashlight to check some of the other dark areas, to check for if there's still hot embers, if it's in close. If you've been released that soon, they shouldn't be there, but it is possible. In rain gutters or on the roofs particularly, sometimes they get in under overhangs, under decks and crawl spaces, and in wood and debris, because you're checking debris piles in the attic. You're checking to make sure it's really safe to be there. And if you have power that it looks like is coming back, you're going to check to make sure all of your appliances are off before turning your power back on. A check to make sure there's no electrical wires on the ground, because then you're going to stay clear and contact other company. If you're checking your electricity, go out and check your meter. Make sure it's not turning. Make sure it's really off. The whole goal here is to prevent sparks from other that can cause other problems because of the damage that may have already occurred. If you've got food, it may have gone bad. Check it. If it's bad, it's not worth trying to save a couple bucks to cause yourself real trouble. I don't throw it away unless I have to either, believe me. But if it's been exposed to heat, smoke, or soot, it's clearly been done that way. Check it and think very carefully. Don't eat unsafe food. You'll know. You'll know. Once you've got your power back up, if it's working, and so you've been able to get the water and you've checked the debris piles and all of those sorts of things. If your house is intact and the firefighters haven't had to cut holes and do other things in here, you can use like a hose or wet towels and then wet down and wipe off ash rather than sweeping or blowing it back into the air. Now, blowing it is okay. Just remember, you need to wear protection if you're doing that, because obviously it's going to be right back in the air creating unhealthy conditions, causing you to do what I'm apparently doing right now when I'm clearing my throat. Consider replacing the filters. If you've got them in your house, your home, and your vehicle, you're going to need to replace some of those. And to get rid of some of the smell, put filters on the box fans. Then take wet paper towels, use fabric softener, allow them to run. That can help filter the air. More later. God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.